4CBAM Mobile.
4PFW. Good evening, Dave.
4PFW, KB4CBA. Are you out and about in all this madness?
I'm back from Spartanburg, but I'm coming back 290. Just taking a different little route, headed back to Greer.
Yeah, well, if you you can stay off of 85, that would be a good thing, because it's a mess.
GPS is trying to tell me to go down 85, but that's not going to happen.
Oh, I'm headed over to my mother-in-law's do some plumbing work. It's real glamorous work.
I figured you were either going out to play tennis or going to get something to eat.
Sure is nice. Be a good day for it. I am playing, I think we're playing tomorrow morning, so that'll be good, but anyway, we'll see. But she, my mother-in-law lives right off of Hudson Road, and it's one of the most congested areas. Trying to get to her house, I'm going to take a little bit different route and see if I can avoid most of the traffic.
Part of town gets really congested, like you said, and this, especially this time of day.
So, what you've been doing on the radio, you've been doing anything on HF lately?
In a couple of weeks, I did a little bit on a FT8 before that, and that, but then grandkids been coming over and stuff like that, so it's just not an opportune time to get on HF. I wanted to get on that when I had the DX contest going on, but I didn't get a chance to.
I've got my two younger grandkids are coming over tonight to spend the night. They'll be over there probably by the time I get home, so anyway, so, but, anyway, but, you know, they'll, they go to bed early, so they really, I really won't get to see them that long this evening, so, anyway, it shouldn't be too much of a problem.
But I'm early. I turn in early. We usually do. Maybe not so much tonight since it's Friday night. But we try to be in bed early. But they just kept us so busy. There wasn't no time for radio. And none of them right now are really interested in the radio. They're just, you know, almost teenagers.
Yeah, most of them would rather play games on a phone or a video or, you know, TV or whatever. And sad but true.
Some new games. We played dominoes and some board games and some card games and that to try to get them away from those electronics. And, you know, at least you can learn something different anyway.
Yeah, these two grandsons, their parents won't let them spend but just so much time on screen, what they call screen time, on you know, on the telephone, so or iPad, whatever they're using, and then that's it. They cut them off and. And that's, they're done for the day, so, and they know, you know, they know how much time they got, and that's, you know, it's going to be a cutoff, so, you know, they don't get too upset about it.
Watching the kids grow up today, it makes me glad that I grew up when we did. You know, I think that we grew up in a better time. Everything wasn't so hectic, and you could really enjoy the time you had and what you did.
Well, one of my grandmothers raised me and my sister for 8 years, and then, of course, we would go over and see my other grandparents. I think we spent the weekend with them about every other weekend or once a month. I can't remember. But we saw them on a regular basis. And but, you know, I grew up in the days when you actually had to use your imagination.
Yeah, I'm just a couple of years behind you, but not all that far.
Well, I'm getting ready to go through my old subdivision here, Wellington Green. I lived on Melbourne Lane in Wellington Green, and went to Eastside High School, and here I am turning on Melbourne Lane right now.
Get over in that part of town is when we're going to that new Harris Teeter.
Haven't been in the Harris Teeter since they built it. They had them down in Charleston. I remember when we lived down there, my wife thought it was a children's toy store, because it said Teeter on it. She thought it was like Teeter, Totter or something, I don't know, but it was kind of funny. But she found out real quick it was a grocery store, but it was just a mile from my house, so it was kind of convenient.
They got a really nice produce section, so we go over there mostly for that. And their fuel points is a little bit better than what they have at Ingles, because you can pick how much of the points you want to use.
I really like that. I know they probably charge a little more for their groceries, but it seems like you come out pretty good. I know I've gotten as much as 25 cents off a gallon at Ingles before, so, you know, that's pretty good, or at least I think it's pretty good. Anyway, but, and we don't shop at Ingles all the time. We go to Publix a lot, it's closer, and, my wife, she gets a lot of stuff from Walmart. They'll deliver it if you get over a certain amount of stuff. They'll deliver it free.
I didn't realize that it was free if you got a certain amount.
Like $35, and they'll deliver most anything, except I don't think any of the places will deliver alcohol, but other than that, they'll bring it to your door.
We usually go out. We try to avoid Walmart as much as we can, but sometimes you just have to go whether you want to or not. KN4TFW.
Yeah, my wife hates going there. She'll order stuff, but she will not go to the store. So it's kind of funny, but I don't mind going myself. But she just she doesn't like all the walking. She says, you know, you got to walk. it's something she wants. Wants two things. One to be at one end of the store and one to be at the other. And so she just doesn't like going.
10,000 steps a day in somehow.
She's got an Apple Watch, and she quit wearing it. I'm thinking about wearing it just to see if I can figure out how many steps I take on a tennis court when I'm on a court, because I never know. I've never known how many steps I take. I'd be kind of curious.
Did you just say it was a lot more than you think it is?
My phone will account my steps, but I don't want to have to stick that thing in my pocket and and be running around with that thing. So, anyway. The Apple Watch would be a little bit better.
I thought about getting one of those, fitness ones that tells your oxygen level and your heartbeats and all that stuff that, now that I'm getting a little bit older, might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, well, some of those I think will do that. Let's see. I may have to pull over here and figure out where I need to. I'm on Hudson Road, and this was a pretty nice cut through. At least I avoided most of the traffic. I haven't run into a traffic jam yet, so hopefully that's a good sign.
For me, the only traffic jam I had was in Duncan. There was a train going by, so I had to stop and wait on it. But I'm coming into downtown Greer now on 290, so we'll see how bad the traffic is down here.
Hey, and to read this text or find the name of the road is Phillips that I need to turn on to. And so I avoided having to go in front of Eastside High School. I don't know if you've ever been around the road. I can't even think of the name of the road. Is it Lee Road? Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, and the traffic in that area is just awful. And I've run into a little bit of a traffic jam here, but it'll look too bad. It can't be any worse than going the way that I was talking about.
Talking about like over there in Old Spartanburg and Brushy Creek, and over those couple of roads right there that meet up at East North Street, right?
That's it. That's it's just a really congested area, and and it's just two lanes, and some of the traffic lights are real short, and and there's just so much traffic, and it just keeps backing up, and it's real frustrating.
At least should have planned out the traffic patterns before they let all these subdivisions start being built up in this area. Because I know I live out there by the 290, and it's stupid ridiculous now in the afternoon.
By that, I was looking at my map here. I'm sitting at a dead stop, so I just wanted to make sure I hadn't missed the road and then gone past it, but I'm pretty sure I haven't.
Distracting you for a while and let you concentrate on it. I'm stopped in traffic waiting on the red light here in Greer.
That road may have actually been on my right instead of my left. I was looking left for it. I may be making a U-turn here in a minute.